Hiya! Hello, wrestling fans, and welcome to the 1986 canon.
We're
Joe Morata. Michael Quinn over there.
We're back.
This is for WWF Championship Wrestling, August 23rd, 1986.
Mm.
We are getting close to the end here.
Thank goodness.
This is the final 2 weeks of Championship Wrestling.
Been waiting for this new show name, new opening.
Superstars coming up very, very soon.
Very exciting.
This is coming to you Friday, March 22nd, 2024. And man, I'll tell you what, the end of an era truly being upon us, Quinn, it's a little bittersweet, or is it not? Is it
not
bitter?
It's not, because
here's
the thing.
No bitter.
I think it's one of those things, that the change-up is one of those things that, you know, when it happens, we want it, right? But like, it's one of those things where you look back a couple years down the line, and you're like, remember when it was championship wrestling and that kind of thing, right?
That'll be coming up in just 2 weeks here. We get two more.
Maybe a year's time from now, in real time, we'll be like, I miss championship wrestling.
Yeah. We'll have to see. I mean, there is a certain quaintness that I know we're going to lose, but it's for the greater good, I think.
It's definitely for the greater good.
For the greater good.
But I feel like it's a run-up as far as like getting more bombastic and just quick shot and fun.
Yeah.
You know, like,
well, I'll tell you what, if last week was any indication, things were happening left and right. The Tonga Kid came back. Billy Graham is coming back. The Honky Tonk Man was there. We got all sorts of stuff. Roddy Piper.
So this Honky Tonk Man, is he like, he's a face right now?
He's a face.
Weird.
Folks, thank you guys.
He seemed like a big dick in that video.
Yeah, he does seem like that, doesn't
he?
Thank you guys for facing us here as we hope we start your weekend off right. If this happens to be your first time stumbling across us on YouTube, I'm going to explain what we do. You have to just make sure people know. We're going to watch in a couple of minutes here, Championship Wrestling from August 23rd. Just as a disclaimer, we are going to talk over it.
Right.
Like, that's what the show is. It's not an anomaly that we do that. That's
like
what
Ken
we do.
Like Ken Resnick's voice. And
we're going to be talking over it. So if you just want to hear the whole unadulterated like August 23rd championship, my advice is go find it somewhere, because we're going to talk over it. If you don't like that, that's fine. We understand this isn't for everyone. But those of you that do like what we do, thank you for being with us here. I'm going to make this very simple here. We have a free trial of our Patreon available, okay? Patreon.com/OVP podcast gets you a free trial. Here's what's on it. I'm going to try to make this pitch quicker. 82 to 85 canon, because we did all that. It's on Patreon, okay?
You get the free trial.
Free trial. Also, every month we do a special that's like 2, maybe 3 hours. It complements the weekly canon that we're doing. So it'll be all the pay-per-views as we go on, WrestleManias, all those things, Saturday Night's Main Events, MSG, house shows. However, coming up next Wednesday, the 27th, Quinn, I can't wait for this one, the big event. It's so big.
Mm-hmm.
What a big event.
I just don't have good memories of it.
I can't wait.
Maybe it's better than I remember.
Johnny V will be there.
Yeah.
He says crick.
Yeah.
That's all that you need to know.
That's the best part.
That's the best part
of the entire show, and then it's nothing.
Quinn's going to drink a beer.
I'm going to need it for that one.
So not only that, though, but also available on this free trial at patreon.com/OVP podcast is a monthly audio podcast. We have reviewed every WWF pay-per-view from WrestleMania 1 to WrestleMania 13 coming out next weekend. Will be the Revenge of the Taker. Actually, 2 weekends from now. Excuse me, 2 weekends.
Revenge of the Taker.
Yes, April 97's in
revenge
your house.
Revenge for what? I don't know.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Thing. General revenge. Here's the deal with these. These are audio shows that we don't watch them along as we do it. We actually pre-watch every show. We combine notes and we review it in order. These are meant to be digested like an audio podcast. Mm-hmm. Put them on while you're driving. Put them on while you're working. Every single pay-per-view from the first 13 WrestleManias and everything in between has been covered. You can go get a free trial at patreon.com/OVP podcast.
That looks like Ike a Pro free trial.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You don't want a free trial of that. Maybe you do, actually. You don't want to pay for Ike a Pro.
Yeah.
One way or another. Okay, here's
the deal.
Can't
believe they charge for it ever.
Well, that's true. If you have even a passing interest in this extra content, get the free trial. It really is free for a week. We are not going to be upset if you cancel it before the week is up and you never pay. We don't care. Try it out. That's why we do it. We don't have to enable the free trial. We decided to give you a chance to try it out. It'll make me happy. Look how happy it'll make Quinn. Look at that face. Look how happy he looks.
You can see my face above the free trial. You're going to have to move that to the...
It'll get moved, Quinn.
A little to the left there.
Why don't you move on over to patreon.com/OVP podcast. All right?
Thank you.
So that'll do it.
Look, I'm here again.
Here. Quinn, a new week in the cat means a new week in the calendar. What do we have?
Okay. Was this August 23rd, you say?
Yes. We are getting close to the end here.
Let's say.
Anything good?
Let's see what we got here.
All right.
August 23rd. We got no birthdays this week.
Oh, man.
Very uneventful week. Very.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's Should we just sit here and pontificate about that?
Next week is your canon birthday, not like real life.
Yeah, but August 29th is my birthday.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
My real life birthday. Oh, you mean here? Because it's not really August. March.
Yeah.
But anyway, okay. So as we mentioned briefly, a lot of stuff happened last week to kick off this last taping. Roddy Piper returned on the flower shop.
Like, what the hell, man?
Yep. Which I don't know, he was a little asshole.
Yeah, but he was supposed to be holding the show. Like, he wasn't supposed to, like, take it over.
But Adrian wasn't mean to him.
Right.
Piper came and was like, oh, what is this? Why are you wearing a dress?
The funny thing is they're both heels.
I know, but Piper's not being nice.
This is how heels act.
We also had a promo from Superstar Billy Graham, who was not at all being karate. He was very superstar.
Look at me, I'm in the desert, or whatever.
The aforementioned Honky Tonk Man and the Tonga Kid return. That was a great moment in my life.
Yeah, Tonga Kid was great.
So that's what we got, folks. Why don't we bring up the scope here in 3, 2, 1, scope. There it is.
Still this opening.
Yeah, still the opening. 2 more weeks, Quinn. Don't worry.
Including this, so really one more after this?
That's it.
Wow. Without, next week is the last one. It's not.
It really is. Yes.
Thank God.
Without any further ado, thank you guys for being with us. This is WWF Championship Wrestling, August 23rd, 1986. Hi, Colt.
You're going to have to play that the whole thing next week just because it's like the last one.
As a tribute.
Oh, I'll do it. Thanks today.
Also to join us in more tag team competition will be Big John Studd and King Kong.
All right. Oh, really? And also Super Machine debuted last week as a wrestler.
Yeah, that was nice.
Plus the Rougeaux in tag team effort. And also Tito Santana.
They're not good yet.
No. Roddy Piper and the Magnificent Morocco. All right, so Roddy Piper and the Magnificent Morocco.
Wait, are they teaming? What is this?
I don't think so. This is a tag team match. Okay. Who's that? Mike Sharp and the Gladiator?
What does Mike Sharp have in his hand?
A bag of groceries. A tablet.
What is that?
What a team, Quinn.
Oh, that's Rick.
Rick Hunter and Mike Sharp.
And what he's got here, is it like a sign or... Canada's greatest athlete.
Yes, it is.
There you go. It's clarified now. Not strongest man or anything.
No one said that. You just thought they said that. They never said
that. Didn't someone make a mistake or something?
It's possible.
British Bulldogs. That's who they said. That's who. British Bulldog will be here.
Oh, look over here. Look, what a match. So Lewis is with them.
Is anybody weirdly, like, tired of this rain?
I'm not. They're fine.
Really, they didn't really do anything. Like,
well, it's championship. Of course they wrestle at the house shows, Quinn.
What do you want them to do? I don't think I've seen a title defense. Have we?
When is there ever a tag title defense on championship? It's very rare.
All the
rare.
Time. The tag title specifically?
Well, it's rare. I mean, all the time. What, once
well,
or
mean,
twice
what
a
I
year?
What I mean by that is that the tag titles are the most frequently defended title on this show, period. And ever since they've won them, they don't do any of that.
Yeah, but nevertheless, I mean, what are you expecting out of them here? At least temper your expectations. Curb your enthusiasm.
I will.
Oh, I forgot to mention, coming up on Monday for episode number 64 of Acid Wash Memories.
Oh, look, it's that guy.
Oh,
I hate
him.
He's got
him.
A wimp, like, band. That's actually neat.
No, he's an asshole. and he doesn't recycle.
I like how his shirt's always green, like, every time.
He's a piece
of
shit.
It's the same shirt.
I hate him. Coming up on Monday for episode 64 of Acid Wash Memories, I held up by Sharp, we are actually starting a mini-series, a three-part series, where we're going to talk all about Seinfeld.
Yep, there it is.
That's coming
up
on Monday.
I'm sure a lot of people are excited now.
Yep. Nicely for other
Look at this
the
good
Sharp
wrestling
man,
here.
And Dave Smith avoids.
Yeah.
Sharp's trying.
I'm like former world title contender.
That was a bad era.
No.
He wasn't very good.
No, he stunk. It's post his world title run was he good.
He's one of those people that's like, succumbs to the, he was better, he deserved better. Not really.
Not really,
Not
no.
here he didn't.
When he was at the top, he was bad.
It was crummy.
But when he was at the bottom, he's been amazing.
Exactly. Here comes Dynamite with a wrist.
We got comments incoming.
Yeah, from whom? Valentine and Beefcake.
Oh, here we are again.
Not getting them back.
The World Tag Team Champions, as far as I'm concerned, the uncrowned World Tag Team.
You said last week they were in crust mode.
They have fallen hard. The fact that I think Sheik and Volkov have a better shot at this point is telling.
They do seem more credible.
Yeah.
Seriously.
That's right, Bulldog.
Don't let him talk.
We just want a chance to get our hands around your pretty little body.
Is this all they say for the next few months?
Yeah, it's just the way we're going to get the tag titles back. That's every week. Been going on since WrestleMania. It's August now. Where's the new contenders?
We do need some new contenders. You're right. Nice arm drag there by Davey.
The thing it feels like is like, listen.
Yes.
It seems they have to pick some heels, right?
Yeah, they have to pick heels.
And let's see what we have to pick from. We could give it back to Beefcake and Valentine's.
I don't think we should.
That's out of the question,
I think,
right?
So, yeah.
We have Stud and Bundy.
They're too big for the tag titles, don't you think?
Yeah, we have Sheik and Volkov.
They can win them.
We have the Hart Foundation.
Oh, even better. Much better.
I'm just saying.
That's it, as far as heels.
But it's a bigger selection than you would think, actually.
It's a pretty good selection.
Yeah.
I'd go with the Harts. I'd like to see the Hart Foundation win the tag titles from the British Bulldogs.
The only problem with that right now, to me, it'll probably never happen. The only problem with that right now, at this very moment,
yeah,
is that they're not treated like high up the ladder.
They're really not. They're in the middle of the ladder, aren't they?
It's true.
This is boring, huh? What are we doing here?
Davey this Boy is what I mean about this here. Rain is like, I just feel like they're fighting nobody.
Well, they are, but it's supposed to be nobody. Here comes
Sharp.
I'm just saying,
I think this rain, listen, I'm sorry to our UK fans, but I think this rain is overinflated by the UK fans.
You think?
Yes.
Who's the captain of the heel team?
Mike Sharp. Yeah, I mean, if he was not under the mask, if he was Rick Hunter here, then Rick Hunter would be, because he's an older gentleman. He's been around.
Do you think Hunter has captaining abilities in him?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, just checking. Power slam by Davey on the Gladiator.
To be fair to Mike Sharp, he ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. He shouldn't really be the captain, but the executioner, whatever this guy is, whatever.
That should tell you all you need to know. The Gladiator.
Whatever he is. Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
No.
So that's why he's the captain. He's just the default captain, not by any. But Rick Hunter, on the other hand.
He is captain.
I would trust him with captaining the team.
He is captainism.
Yeah.
All right. I'll accept it. Well, when they're for the Bulldogs.
I think a lot of our fans are going to rationalize that and understand it.
I would like to know who's the captain of this team, and would it be Rick Hunter if he wasn't masked?
Yeah.
But he'd be a face. He wouldn't even be with Mike Sharp.
Rick Hunter...
Remember, Rick Hunter is a face.
There's no heels and faces.
You're totally full of baloney.
With these jobbers. Other than Mike Sharp, because he was a, like,
see, real now
wrestler.
You're trying to rationalize.
No, but he's not really a jobber.
You're wrong about all of this.
He's like SD Joan. Like, he's like that.
Who is a face, by the way.
Yeah. That's different.
It's the same.
No, but like...
No, it's...
Executioner is just some schlub they picked off the road.
His name is the Gladiator.
Whatever. It's different.
What road was he on?
The road that Mike Sharp was traveling to get over here.
One of the Canadian highways?
Yeah, it was just on the side of the street.
Out in Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan. Yeah. Anyway.
Reminds me of that video of Wrestling Isn't Wrestling and how...
Don't bring that up.
Well, it's only funny because the way he describes the DX forming, not the Shawn Michaels, the second one,
yeah,
is that he found Road Dogg and Billy Gunn on the side of the road that Triple H found them.
Just metaphorically, he did.
Yeah.
Let's go to Mean Gene with update.
The announcement of the pending arrival of the Giant Machine and the Super Machine.
It's not pending, Gene.
More than one individual concerned.
What?
Most noticeably is Bobby the Brain Heenan.
That's true.
Well, because he thinks he knows their real identities.
Still with the Japanese lettering on the side.
Well, hi. That's where they're from. They're from Japan. From Fuck You Too or whatever, right?
Yeah, Fu Manchu.
Heenan has been quite vociferous in publicly stating who the machines really are.
What do you mean?
Experts dismiss Heenan's comments as outrageous speculation.
Experts? Who are the experts?
Bobby
Red Lions?
Two yokels from Japan. Why would they want Stud and Bundy? Andre the Giant.
They're not just two local yokels. Come on, Heenan. The hottest tag team.
Why
in
is
the
this room a wind tunnel and I keep noticing it every week? Because there's like the flowers
TNT
are like waving in the background.
Yeah, I don't know where they're spraying air.
Yeah.
They are not Japanese. It is Andre the Giant and some 6'5", 310-pound stoogies got running with them.
Everyone knows they're from Japan, Bobby. Can you just show?
It's been documented.
Look at the footage.
I know. And there's
Japanese
magazines.
Japanese ref was there.
Right.
The bald guy.
He's real.
You're too dumb to pay attention. But you know how we're going to prove it to everybody? This man and Stud are going to rip those masks right off their face.
You know.
And
Well, that, I mean, that is a logical way to try to do it, right? You rip the mask off and then you prove it.
It is evident the machines are here to stay.
It's weird that they would bring that wrestling ring that was on the table back in like the 90s because they like...
Oh, as the Jack's ring?
It's the same mold.
Remember, it was too big for the
figures.
I had
that ring. It's shitty.
Yeah, they really went for like maximum recycling with that. Yeah. It did not fit those
wrestlers. The
wrestlers
like barely fit.
Their head wasn't even above the rope.
It went above it like a little bit, but that's not even how real life is. It should be at their waist, not their head.
I know. It was bad. What's the problem now? Oh, there's Stud. Hi. You know, we don't have much longer with him.
Oh, really?
He's gone by the end of the year.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I know, it's sad.
I didn't even think about that.
I'm going to miss him. Feuding with Andrea. Who are they fighting? Now, wait a minute. Where are their opponents?
Maybe they'll have Killer Bees, maybe?
Can it be Spivey and Rotundo or something?
I'm with Stupid. Wait. Go back. There's a couple of things there. You need to, like, keep it at the pan out.
I will.
It's not just the doll.
I know. I'm
I'm with Stupid.
Hey, it's Rosati's.
Oh, yeah. Look at them. That's them. No. Oh, they knitted that, the Rosati's.
Very nice.
You think Joni helped them?
Their niece, Joni?
Yeah.
Who's this? Jimmy Jackson?
Yeah. And we haven't seen him around in a bit.
Been a little bit.
Oh, come on!
Well, we know who's taking the pin here, Quinn.
Yeah.
Not Tony Gurria.
Captain Tony Gurria.
If you're new, yeah. Well, he is the captain.
Jimmy Jackson's a youngster.
Now, who's the captain of Stud and Bunny? I'm thinking Stud, right?
Yeah.
Because he's the veteran?
I don't know. Maybe it's like a shared captainship.
Because Bobby's there anyway, so it's...
Yeah, Bobby's kind of technically the captain, if you would.
Is that how it works?
That's how Bobby operates.
I guess that's true.
He's always in control.
Good point. Stud going to work here on Tony Gurria. Irish whip on Gurria. Duck under by Tony. Firing away. I can't believe he's getting TV matches in August of 86.
Offense show.
Not necessary. Come on, Stud.
You can't take it when he, like, does things.
Not this late. It's one thing when it's, like, 82. Okay.
I'm just, like, confused why he's not just, like, an agent in the back at this point.
Valance, I want to wrestle. Big punch there by Stud. What is Fink talking about?
Unconfirmed as of this moment, but what is confirmed is that George the Animal Steel will be in the corner with the machines to meet Stud, Bundy, and Nina at the Arco Arena.
Arco Arena, Brain, yeah. Here at Royal Rumble 93 style. It's not that good.
The Royal Rumble at Arco Arena just sounds minor.
It
sounds like a house show.
Brain, here's Carlos Colon. A lot of fire in that youngster.
I hate that Royal Rumble, like, a lot.
Why? It's got the great Bret Hart versus Razor Ramon match.
It's also got the Randy Savage,
four stars,
like, pinning Yokozuna in the Royal Rumble thing.
I thought maybe they changed the rules for me, okay?
It's the fourth time he thought they changed the rules for him.
It also has...
Wait, is there clouds behind? What is this?
He's in a stage. It also has succulent foods. Let's see. Man, that was horrible.
That show stinks, Joe. Let's just put it... Even the Sean Marty match isn't good.
It's underwhelming.
Yeah.
Nothing is that good on that show. Yeah. No, I agree with you. You can check out our review, by the way, for free as
now,
part
why,
of the free
why
trial.
Why is he in the clouds here? What is
He's
this?
He's in World 5 in Mario 3. So Billy Graham has to say...
Billy Graham is my name, and survival is my game. Superstar Billy Graham.
Oh, that's still in the mountains in the background. That's what I was trying to figure out what's behind him.
Zordon.
I want you to know the superstar Billy Graham.
He is the Zordon of wrestling.
He is the Zordon.
You never really see him wrestle as much as you think you do.
Yep. He's always giving tips to, like, people in green and red suits.
Yep.
The man with the pythons. The man with the power.
Saying pythons. He said 24-inch pythons last week. It was a little dicey.
Maybe he'll be Hulk Hogan's new manager. To Sam.
Can you imagine?
That would actually work.
No, it wouldn't.
What do you mean?
It would be really bad.
Why?
Because Billy Graham is a very bad manager.
Well, eventually Hulk Hogan would have a very long-time manager.
Yeah, but a good manager.
The best manager.
To be fair, yeah. Gilberto's the referee, by the way, if you care. Stud whips Jackson in the turnbuckle, follows him with a clothesline.
I'm kind of weirdly coming to the conclusion. Maybe this is a little... It would upset people, but I think...
Hot take alert.
I think Jimmy Hart might be a slightly better manager specifically than Brain. Not a talker and a commentator. Jimmy Hart stinks at those things. But, like, I think that, like... The kayfabe, very like this. We're talking in a very like narrow thing that Jimmy Hart's the best at, and it's like just managing in general because he carries their shoes or something.
Perhaps
you know
Bundy got the pin off a splash on Jackson with the five count.
I think the joke with Brain is that he thinks he's the best manager, but he's not. Like, I think that's what's funnier.
In kayfabe.
Yes. Does that make sense? I think I'm trying to rationalize this and like understand, like take like a more analytical approach, and I want to see
what we do on this show.
Think about that. Is like, I think Jimmy Hart is supposed to be the best manager in theory. Like,
well, Fred Blassie was one of the good ones,
right? But he's leaving.
He is leaving, as we know.
Yeah, he got getting his Boca Vista money or whatever.
He sold half of Sheik Volkov and Hernandez.
Yeah.
To Slick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know, Quinn. That's an interesting one. In kayfabe, Jimmy's more successful.
He is. That's what I'm saying. The proof is in the pudding with Jimmy Hart.
He managed a world champion, Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
He managed the Intercontinental Champion a couple of times.
Yeah. Tag team champion. He managed multiple
tag champs. Bobby never managed no world champion.
Yeah. I mean, Bobby, it was really hard to get the Intercontinental title for Bobby.
That was a big on Saturday, it's Gene.
September 6th.
Oh,
he's not
Ken.
The World Wrestling
Federation is going to be back.
No. Tickets are available. Is this the whole episode, hopefully?
We'll see.
At all Bass ticket outlets.
Bass.
The greater Melbourne area. You're looking forward to fans here in
Melbourne.
Australia.
Melbourne. Oh, we're crikey. Course, that's why it's Gene.
Victoria. Get ready for this one.
Please don't beat Paul Roma on SD Jones.
This particular match. This one match.
Paul Roma's big in Australia. Remember on the dating game?
Very big in Australia.
Junkyard Dog squares off against Brutus.
Junkyard Dog.
There has been a feud brewing within the ranks of the World Wrestling Federation. And here's
right.
The shootout.
There's no JYD beefcake feud.
Other than JYD giving like his opinions on things, I've not really seen him wrestle.
Yeah, he's just been commenting.
Yeah.
No opponent named at this hour. Come on in if you would, please. From Palermo, Sicily.
What? No, wait, hold on. Wait, Joe. I thought he was gone. What is this?
He's back.
For what purpose?
To give this interview.
What?
He's from Palermo.
But he's...
I didn't say it was good.
He's a jobber.
Yes.
I don't know. Why are we interviewing him?
Let's see what he has. What if it's important?
His hair is better, at
Welcome
least.
Welcome to the great country nice of beard. Australia, yeah. To the state of Victoria, and of course to the city of Melbourne. A lot of Italian Melbourne. People in this area.
Yeah, let me ask you first, what is your favorite Italian food?
He's more animated.
You don't have to.
No, I like spaghetti.
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 And meatballs.
And meatballs,
balls,
too.
Italiani in America si arte molto spaghetti and meatballs.
Yeah, it was a lot.
I want to tell you one thing. When I'm go to Australia, Petrucci, I'm going to make spaghetti and meatballs with him.
You're going to make spaghetti and meatballs
like
out of Adrian Petrucci.
Jeans
that's
and
your
Mike on his chest.
Because my stepping stone is Petrucci.
He's more fighting AJ win, Petruzzi.
More I'm going to go up.
That's
more
the big match that he
and
has.
My thing is this.
That's
Italiani,
him?
Italia.
He's going to win, though.
Sempre numero uno.
God.
Il più bello paese del
mondo. They're trying again, huh?
Yes. He deserves it, Quinn. He needs another shot.
He was so bad they tell him to leave.
Good. He needs new ring attire still.
Yeah.
Vivi. Italia,
okay. Thank you very much. He's one of a kind. He's going to be here.
Is this like they think he's going to be like the new Bruno?
No.
I don't know. What is this?
They do not think that. Maybe the new Tony Almonte or something. Hey, the Rujos and Dan Davis.
Who's in the ring?
Dan Davis.
Is that? Oh, Mr. X. Okay.
Still wrestling.
No?
Who's he teaming with over there? Oh, Les Thornton.
The champion of light heavyweights, yep. Or whatever.
Yeah, the Rujos are very weird before they turn heel, especially like 86 Rujos.
It's very obvious, like, we don't know what to do with these guys.
Yeah.
We just got them because we acquired that Canadian thing or whatever.
Pretty much. Hey, they're getting cheered. Referee's Bick Patrick here.
Yeah.
The Rujo
Look at
bros,
the
real
mayonnaise. Real. That's the male logo.
Well, look who was holding it.
Oh, the Rosati's. Big fans of Hellman's.
Mrs. Rosati. Yeah. Big fans of
Hellman's. I'm just judging by the signs.
Playing the odds.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, who, to Ramon be honest,
here.
Of all mayonnaise, who's not a fan of, like, isn't Hellman's, like, the only?
The best. It's the gold standard of mayonnaise.
I don't think I've ever had mayonnaise that isn't Hellman's.
I've had mayonnaise that isn't Hellman's.
Have you now?
Of course.
How do you even find, like, when I go to the aisle for mayonnaise, I don't think I've even seen non-Hellman's mayonnaise.
You're not looking hard enough. Crossbody off the top there by Ramon Rujo on Danny Davis. I mean, Mr. X
gets there's the ShopRite brand, but that
nice
doesn't really count.
Nice shot kick by Ramon.
That's bullshit.
Here comes Les Thornton. Dropkick by Raymond.
Mayonnaise
arm drag.
Mayonnaise is one of those things you don't buy frequently enough, so you just get the Hellman's because, like, it's going to last you, like, 12 months anyway.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like I buy mayo frequently. You don't need to.
It's like a dollar more investment, like, for, like, decent mayonnaise for, like, a year.
Well, what was their old catchphrase? Bring out the Hellmans and bring out the best.
Right, yeah.
Right. Anyway, Jacques is in there now.
Probably not even a dollar more than ShopRite.
It's probably a dollar.
You think it's a whole dollar?
I think it's a whole dollar. Jacques in now with a...
go with 25 cents more.
Over the back here. Unless he goes up for a victory roll. Hey, I'm going to do a victory roll! He got that. It.
He's Mr. X right there to break it up, though.
Jacques Rougeau is just like... I'm sure we'll say this again, and I'm sure we've said it. He should always be a heel.
Yeah.
Even the way he moves, he should just be a heel.
He's not even acting like a face here.
He can't help it, though. I think it's just how he is. You know what I mean?
It's just a pain in the ass. Yeah. Like, that's all it is. Look at this, though.
Would you want to talk to him in real life? I feel like he'd be very annoying.
Scary. Isn't he running for mayor or some shit?
I don't know, maybe. Do they have mayors in Canada?
Mayor of Canada.
Provincial lead, they probably call.
I don't know.
They got
mayors of all the towns, though.
How do you know?
Because I think it's still mayor when it just comes to a town. Because even in Europe, you're a mayor of a town.
Is it M-A-Y-O-U-R?
I don't know if it's like a different spelling, but...
I'm not being serious.
They had mayors in like ancient times in
Europe.
How do
you know?
Because I was just watching a thing on Alexander the Great.
Alexander Graham Bell?
And he was
a pretty great one.
Technically he was the governor of Babylon, but he was essentially a mayor.
Governor was a term.
Yeah.
It was.
Babylon was just a city, and he was the governor. And he turned on the Prince of Persia over there.
Wasn't that a video game?
No.
Prince of Persia.
He's technically the king of Persia, but Darius.
I've heard of Darius.
Him and Alexander, they went head to head, and Alexander, he took over the whole Persian Empire. It was pretty incredible, actually. You ever hear of it?
I've heard of it.
Yeah.
Ever hear this story? I've heard of it. This is the third tag match on this show.
Yeah. I'm thinking about the Alexander the Great special on Netflix now because
it's better. Last week was much better than this. Look at Davis! Oh, knees up by Jacques.
The only thing that's upsetting about that special is that they decided that they were like, we're going to leave a cliffhanger on this. Like it's like a historical thing, and they're like, season 2 of Alexander the Great.
Well, they want you to watch for their great, show-making ability.
Right.
Ramon here with an Irish whip. Beautiful. Hiya! Sidekick there to the gut of Mr. X. Irish whip again by Ray Rougeau.
Like, it just ends where he's like, I gotta take over more of the world.
Beautiful power.
See you next time. Like,
yeah, but will he? We'll have to find out. What are they doing here? Oh, beautiful cannonball-style move. 1, 2, 3, and the Rougeaus get
there
the
you
win.
Go.
That was peppy.
You think Hercules, like, you know, in this...
Hernandez?
He's not that anymore. He's just the real Hercules.
Don't.
Do you think he knew Alexander the Great, obviously, because he's Hercules?
Were they...
He's a Greek figure, Alexander
Hercules
the Great.
Hercules is Roman.
Greek. He also... Alexander
Hercules
the Great.
Hercules is Roman.
No, he isn't. Is he? I thought he's Zeus's son or whatever. That means he's brothers with Alexander the Great because he said he was Zeus's son also.
Maybe you're right. Maybe I'm wrong. I thought, yeah.
Well, the Romans...
No, Hercules is Roman!
Oh, the Romans adopted the Greek...
Yes, that is correct.
...figures there.
Hey, it's Gene again.
Oh, yeah.
World Wrestling Federation card here in Victoria, here in Melbourne at Festival Hall.
Don't hit your mic. Why is it Melbourne? Is that how you pronounce it?
Is this Melbourne?
That's what I thought. Mark Ork?
From Italy, Salvatore Bellomo.
Don't bring him up again.
AJ Petruzzi.
Stop.
Gama Singh from
Hot
India
match.
Squares off against
Gama
Bob Bradley.
Singh against Tiger Bob Bradley.
Japan, who's Gama
my
Singh?
Don't worry.
Time. He is from the Samoan Islands.
Oh, yeah.
He is the Tonga kid. And welcome to Melbourne, Australia.
Yeah,
you're going to absolutely love this city and the great people here.
You know something, Ming Jean? Everybody told me that Australia was the most beautiful country in the world.
Well, let me dig this, baby.
I love Australia. I think Australia is a beautiful country.
Yeah.
Don't you, Ming Jean? I heard there's people back home, people from my island that's there in Australia.
Oh,
how
really?
About something, if you would, King Tonga, in your native
Tonga
King.
Kid, Ming Jean. Tonga kid. Tonga kid, Tonga kid baby.
He corrected
let me
him.
Say something one more time in my language, baby.
Can I ask you a question? I'm not being funny. I really don't understand.
What?
Those of you that know, please answer. How come whenever I hear the Samoans talk, they always say Samoa multiple times in their sentence? Like, what I mean is, what are they saying? I know they're saying Samoa.
I'm thinking,
why are they saying Samoa?
I think he's saying somewhere something to the effect of, for all my fans out in Samoa.
Maybe, yeah.
Like, and he's just leading the sentence that
okay.
way.
Okay. Because Fatu, his brother, did the same thing. Like, when they would speak in Samoan, they would you'd always hear him say Samoa.
Right.
And I'm just wondering, what are they saying? Like,
well, maybe
what
for
is
native
it?
Samoans, he's giving them the shout out.
Okay.
And that's why in other people say it too. They're probably saying, so for my brothers out in Samoa, okay. like that kind of thing.
Totally
like,
makes sense. I'm not trying to be funny or anything. I really don't
I
know.
I think that's all it is.
Makes sense.
All right. I like that very much, Tonga Kid. Tiger Chung Lee, a big man. He's 271
he's fight
pounds.
Tiger.
He's from Japan, and he is an...
No, he's not. He's from Korea!
Oh, yeah. That's
I mean,
true.
Gene's having an off day, calling yeah. him King Tonga.
Well, it's been a bit since Gene had to do these.
Yeah. Like, I know he's really from Japan, but they bill him from Korea.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me tell you something, Mean Gene. You okay. know, he's an expert in martial art, but this is what I got for him. I can break dance. I'm quicker than him. I can move all over the
yeah,
place.
Babe.
I'm ready to go.
I love him.
He's so peppy.
He's so good.
Why did he not get a push, man?
He should have got...
He actually has it.
I know. Tickets available. He can wrestle. He can talk.
He's got it all.
He's got charisma.
We get a now, this is in the ring. AJ Petruzzi, future opponent of
Sal Paloma. Yeah.
We get to see how he's doing, right?
He's got to be fighting. Who could he be fighting? As long as it's not the honky tonk man.
What's crazy is that they're taking AJ Petruzzi to Australia.
They need Pete. Oh, this one.
Wow.
I know this match. This is actually a pretty infamous match, Quinn.
So wait a second here.
Yeah, Roddy Piper. I just got a text saying, get your boating license. I'd rather not.
Don't forget.
I think
so this,
okay.
So this must mean AJ Petruzzi is a, you know, according to you and Christian.
Yes.
Like, if he's a heel jobber,
yeah.
does that make Roddy Piper a good guy now? Or
yes.
is this a heel versus heel match?
Why don't we let the crowd tell us, Quinn?
Or is this just a
cheering?
Is this just a Roddy Piper versus a jobber match?
No, Piper got cheered when he went on the flower shop.
That's true.
Piper's getting cheered entering here, see? So I'd say that AJ Petruzzi is a heel jobber, and that's why Roddy Piper is facing him.
Okay, we'll see.
Let's see.
Let's see his tactics.
Why don't you just admit, this is almost as bad as the Starrcade 97 thing.
What do you mean? Wow, look at this, a standoff here.
I'm not going to acknowledge you.
Wow.
See, look what Piper's doing. He's putting his arm behind his back into his tights. He's letting Petruzzi swing him, but oh, Piper!
He's gonna beat him with one hand tied behind his back.
Yes.
Wow.
See, but he didn't really do anything to become good, in my opinion.
Yeah, he's acting pretty heely here, actually.
He's a jerk off. Yes. I'm glad
so maybe
you agree.
These jobbers are just whatever. Then I
no,
guess.
I think that this is the worst hill for you to die on.
What do you mean?
I mean that you're wrong.
He's mocking him, Joe. He's not really acting like a good guy.
Well, sometimes good guys do things
that people can cheer him all they want, but it doesn't mean he's a good man. Look at this. The whole match. One hand tied behind his back.
Quite aware.
Wait, Dick is this Kroll. Like? Is this the infamous thing you were talking about? I don't
yes.
remember this ever hearing
I
about this.
I just told you what happened. That's all. I didn't say it was infamous. I didn't use the word infamous.
I kind of like this, to be quite honest with you.
You do. It's because he's a face.
I think it's funny.
Listen to the crowd. Yeah. See?
I can give him an elbow at least if his hand's tied behind his back.
Yeah, but he didn't. You threw him into a chair.
Wow, AJ Petruzzi stinks, man.
Well, this is true. In kayfabe yeah. powers, this is a big mismatch.
Yeah.
We should also not bury the lead that Roddy Piper is wrestling on TV. Very rare.
He's done it before, though.
It's rare.
Yeah. When he first came, right? There was I know he didn't wrestle a lot, but there was at one point he wrestled.
Yeah,
know
but they
that
made
happened.
The whole thing like, I don't wrestle on TV, you gotta pay to see me! You know, and that whole thing. He's still beating up Petruzzi with one hand.
They're trying to turn him face now. They want to... They need to first let everyone know that he's good or whatever.
It'd be a shame if he retired in like 6 months, wouldn't it?
I hope that doesn't happen.
Me too. Be sad.
I can't believe the fan. Why are the fans suddenly like up his ass and love him?
Well, because he came back and he was mad at Adrian. And
that's all it takes?
Yeah. Like, well, they were kind of liking him when he fought Mr. T because they're like, Mr. T stinks now.
Yeah, Mr. T did stink.
Remember that wasn't that good the second time around
it's
with
annoying.
Him? Yeah, he was.
Man, instead of, you know what's the only bad part about this is Piper has to stick his hand in his butt the whole match. Oh, look, he just switched. He's done with that.
Better than sticking it in someone else's butt.
He's putting it back in.
Pin with a foot one.
Vince with the fake two. Laugh.
And Roddy Piper wins his return match.
One hand tied behind his back.
One hand tied. It's been about 4.5 months. It feels like a lot longer since we've seen him.
I think that's by design.
Yes.
It's not really long, but they're pretending like it's been like a year or something.
Yeah, it's only been 4 months. And he wins, and he's being cheered by
the faithful.
I feel
like a lot of things back then, they'd play off the fact that like kids perceive time as longer.
Well, they do.
Like,
they do.
Right? It's like, but if you're an adult, it's like, I just saw this guy a couple months ago.
Yeah.
Like,
it's true, though, Quinn. Yeah. You're right about that. For a kid, it's a long time. And he's, yeah, he's got the approval of this crowd here in Poughkeepsie, Michael Quinn. So there you go.
So there you go. I guess he's good. This was the official. He's good.
Yes, but because
last week it was like questionable.
He doesn't have my approval.
We'll see.
He didn't do anything good. I don't like him. Why would I like him? He's been obnoxious for 3 years.
We'll see. Let's see how he acts.
Like an asshole, I bet. Doesn't he always?
The thing with Piper is he's, to me, I don't see him as an asshole. I see him as crazy.
Like, I see him as a crazy asshole.
Like he doesn't even know he's a dick.
No,
like,
he knows. You don't think he knows.
The character?
Yes,
I don't think he's supposed to be aware. I think he's just out of his mind.
No, I think he knows.
I don't think there is a good and bad with Roddy Piper. I just think he's nuts.
I think you're giving him too much credit. Ooh, the flower shop. Will this have Don Morocco the way it was supposed to last week?
Oh, yeah, that's true. Welcome to the flower shop! Oh, maybe Piper will interrupt since it's like...
That's very mean. The guy has the airtime.
Well, I mean, I don't like this Orton thing.
He needed a job. Piper abandoned him.
He didn't. He came back like literally a week after he decided to start working for Adrian.
Calm down.
Mr. Blassie, the Iron Sheik. Oh, yes.
All right.
Adrian Adonis, I respect.
Let Adrian do his show, Piper.
Wait, why is Hercules here?
Blassie.
Anytime I wanted to come here, I could come here.
Oh, yeah.
And now I want to talk with you, Fluffy.
Well,
yeah, it's funny.
Time for these
it's really funny.
Here, and I'll find some time for you later, okay? Wait, you call these people? I mean, first of all, where did you get those lips?
Sheik seems indifferent to this.
He just made...
Oh, I don't like that.
He is an asshole.
He's out of his mind, Joe.
Uh-huh.
He's a crazy asshole.
I want to
look at this collection of people, by the way.
They're all good.
Great athletes. Wait a minute. Who in the heck is that guy? That is Roddy Piper.
Slick, he wasn't here when I came here.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, let me tell you something, Roddy Piper. You better be glad that you walked out of here when you did, you goof.
I like that Jimmy Hart's here.
I like that everyone is here.
You better be glad I'm a church member. You've heard it. I'm the flower.
You better be glad I'm a church member.
Well, maybe he'll become a reverend one day.
So we didn't even get to
talk.
We didn't even get to talk to them, though.
I know. It's because Piper, your big friend, for no reason.
I didn't say he was a friend.
You're defending him. Hey, it's the Moondogs.
Oh, look at this. This is an actual tag match? Where's Jimmy Hart, their manager?
Another tag match.
It was two tag teams that of well,
Quinn, the Moondogs don't win anything.
What? They're managed by Jimmy Hart now, Joe.
It doesn't matter.
I don't see him there, and I'm getting scared that he already abandoned.
I think it's just that one time.
Why?
I don't know. It just was.
They're good.
Yes. Well, they're better than Tito and Pedro.
Yeah, they are.
As a team.
At least they won the tag titles before, unlike Tito and Pedro.
Tito's a former tag champion. So is Pedro.
Yeah, but not together.
Not together.
They're unproven, Joe.
Well, Rex didn't win them either, didn't he? Or Spot didn't? Spot didn't.
I just can't believe their manager just abandoned them already.
Well, he thinks they
suck. 1 week later?
He's got too much shit to deal with over there. I don't want to see this.
Maybe he'll run out. Maybe he's just getting done with the flower shop.
Maybe.
He'll come out.
Sure.
They're my Moondogs, baby.
Yeah. Pedro and Rex. I don't want to see this match.
They're in the Jimmy Hart Foundation.
Can I just tell you something? Pedro Morales at this point is not any better than Sal Bellomo.
Oh, yeah, he stinks.
Like, we're on the same level here.
Once the world champion, now this.
Yeah, but bad.
I just feel like, you know what the thing is? It's like, if you're a former world champion, why the hell would you stick around? Like, this long and get this like diminished to the point of like everyone's like, who the hell is this guy?
Well,
like,
you still make money.
I just mean as
making $25 right now.
Yeah, I guess he doesn't even need it anymore.
How do you know how he manages his finances? Maybe he does need it, Quinn.
Nah, pretty sure he's got legacy
Pedro.
Money. Yeah,
really.
Yeah.
And oh no, Spotty gets nailed with an elbow. Tito moved. Drop kiss by Tito on Big Rex.
Maybe he opened a car dealership like Brad Benson.
Like Haku. Like former, Brad Benson.
Yeah, former athletes, Joe. They always, the car dealership, that's where you go.
If you have a job you can throw a football, you yeah. get a free piece of shit.
It's a good gimmick to sell cars. Plus, the car business is profitable.
You know, the Honky Tonk Man, he's here now. And the Honky Tonk Man is TCB. That's taking care of business, Daddy. And everybody's scared. The whole world's shaking. It's shaking like a big rattlesnake. In fact, it's shaking like a leaf on a fuzzy tree. Woo!
I hate this guy.
Oh, shook up. And you know why the Honky Tonk Man shook up? Because he's ready to do a tap dance on somebody's head. And he's ready to make them like it. He wants to strut and stroll, rock and roll, shake, rattle and roll all night long, baby. Woo!
By the way, in parallel...
So he's a face?
Apparently.
Okay.
In parallel, can I just say, there's way too much Honky Tonk Man on these Raws in 97.
Yeah, what the hell? He's like everywhere.
It's not, he's not even good yeah. in 97.
He's
I'm
like,
sorry.
He's like the filler, Joe. You know, speaking of Elvis, you know what I just watched yesterday? Priscilla. I watched I saw the Elvis movie a couple months ago, but the Priscilla movie was interesting.
Was it?
It was weird if you watch the Elvis movie because it's like... Priscilla's point of view of everything versus Elvis's, and it's like very different.
Did you know she was married to Elvis?
Yeah, she was.
You knew that?
Yeah.
That's great.
That's what it's about.
They were from, they lived in Graceland.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
It's real creepy. She was just like very young.
You know, she had a big beehive hairdo.
Yeah, according to her, Elvis made her get that. She
yes,
didn't even like it.
That's what's known. Figure four. Look at that. Yes, Spotty, breaking up the figure four. Come on. Come on, Moondogs.
Yeah. The Moondogs are going to win, Joe.
What if they pin Pedro? It could happen. Not yeah. Tito, but Pedro. Double whip coming up by the dogs. Woof, woof. Oh, no. Reversed. Flying form right on a Rex. Well, at least Spotty ain't taking the pin.
Either way, if you're a musical historian...
Or a Priscilla historian.
I recommend the Priscilla version of the Elvis movie.
Will you? All right.
I liked both the Elvis things that we got in the last year and a half or so.
I mean, it was time. It's been a while since
yeah.
we had an Elvis thing.
I have a serious discussion about a lot of the weirdness of Elvis's life beyond... Maybe not legal stuff.
Yeah, well, there's things. It was yeah. there's things. Pelvis. All right.
Pelvis Presley.
Tito and Pedro won. Jean Grenier is the only person happy right now about that, but at least somebody is. I got to say, though, I'm looking forward to doing Beware of Woof Woof because we're venturing into 97 in your houses, and that's a very interesting bag.
Mm-hmm.
All these in your houses.
They're good. 97.
I know. That's what I'm not saying they're bad.
Oh, I thought you were like...
Interesting.
Look at this. Oh, Mr. Fuji's here.
Mr. Fudgy.
Oh, and Donald.
Okay. Six matches on this one, Quinn.
Boy, he's getting big.
Large.
Yeah. Not fat big. I'm talking the muscle version.
Muscle big. Very good.
It'd work out good.
By Morocco.
You know what's weird about the Fuji-Morocco connection as opposed to any other person Mr. Fuji manages from here on out?
What?
They're perceived as they pretend like they're equals, whereas Fuji on everyone else he treats them like they're his subordinates.
Yeah. Oh, look.
Oh, Bo Bradley.
He's a face jobber today.
What do you mean? You bro Bradley.
Bro Bradley. The weight's given on both gentlemen. Bradley,
I don't think he's 260, but I think that he might be 260 actually.
Yeah.
Morocco looks like he's 320.
He's got he does. He's got
in
short
muscle.
Hair. Very big man. Look at Bob Bradley looking to match up with Morocco. Lock up.
Both are pretty strong.
I know. Bradley's a tough customer. Mm-hmm. Side headlock by Bob and Morocco looking for a way out. Bradley hanging on. Yeah.
I gotta
Took
say,
him over.
Bo Bradley's come such a long way.
Oh, since Larry 80, Sharp?
Since 82 and all that.
Dropped
yeah.
him off from the Monster Factory.
Yeah. He just left him here. And
he did.
It's not like he has anywhere else to go.
It's true. Referee here will be Zick Zachtrick.
Maybe one day he'll go searching for his pappy, Larry Sharp, and he'll, like, look for him in WCW or wherever.
Why is Larry Sharp his dad now?
I just assumed in kayfabe that was his dad.
Okay.
Bo Bradley's a fake name.
It's really Bo Sharp?
Bo Sharp, yeah.
Is he related to Iron Mike?
Maybe.
Uncle Mike.
Yeah, Uncle Mike Sharp.
Uncle Michael. Uncle Lenny. All right, back elbow there.
The whole number. Larry Sharp, like, family.
I like it. Ow.
Don't hit your head.
Hit my tooth on the microphone.
Your tooth?
My tooth. All right, Morocco with an ear clap. No
now,
doubt
you know,
a martial
Bo Bradley
art.
Loves matches with Tom Morocco because he gets $80 or whatever.
It's just 25.
Whatever. It's all more. It's more because remember, Tom Morocco gives his share.
So he gets 50.
Yeah.
All right, it's fair.
These are this is like winning lottery in wrestling terms.
Fighting Donnie.
Jobbing out to Donnie. Yeah.
And he also never does anything. Yeah. You don't have to do that much.
Unless you do, like, you fuck up, he gets pissy.
Then he does.
Some sort of announcement. Let's take you now to Mr. Heenan.
You know, the reason they call me Bobby the Brain Heenan is because I do things, and I do things right, and I use my brain. Uh-huh. Well, I have secured permission from the World Wrestling Federation, and next week, on this television program, I am going to, in the flower shop, inspect by myself the machine.
Oh.
And I'm going to prove without a question of a doubt that one of the machines
face to face, Joe.
I like that.
And I may even come up with the identity of the second machine. This is Bobby the Brain speaking. You want to match wits with me? It can't be done.
Wow, he's very confident. So next week.
Yeah, and who's going to help him take that mask off? Because I'm sure Giant Machine's not going to let that happen.
All right, you don't do that.
Yeah.
I'm not under a giant.
You're going to need Giant John Studd to help.
Yeah, I think so.
Fellow giant. Yeah.
Go to the machine and say, hey, stole.
Hey, everybody got to. When is Jesse Ventura going to come on commentary so I don't have to do this by myself?
We need also King Kong Bundy because that giant machine is bigger than both of them.
He's a giant.
Yeah.
It's pretty intense. Look at Bradley fired away. Morocco no-selling.
Yeah.
Literally no-selling it.
I'll let you get some offense.
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever you want to do. Doesn't matter.
Just let me do the finish. Do the finish good.
I'm going to pin you now. Okay, I did it. It doesn't matter. It looks like shit.
Looks great.
I don't care.
Nice short summer cut.
I do like that. I wonder if they promote the big thing that happens next week on the final championship, or if it just happens.
Right. Didn't we say this last week? Like, why are they not?
No, there's a big thing, I'm saying.
Yeah, but why are they not promoting that, you know, the name of the show is changing?
I think they'll do next week, but what I'm talking about is there's a big thing that happens on the final championship. I know this because we reviewed it in the old OVP show.
I don't remember.
There's a, this is all I'm going to say, and you'll know what I mean. There's a coronation of sorts.
Oh, right.
There is. We saw it. What are we doing? Come on, I like both guys, but can we end this?
Maybe they thought, you know, let's give some respect to Bo Bradley here and have a competitive match.
True. I mean, it's been a while since
we've
seen him.
He's earned it.
I think he has. It's been 4 years.
Let him not go down like a schlub.
Like a Tony Shalhoub.
Yeah.
And power slam by Donald.
You love saying Tony Shalhoub lately. You've been bringing him up a lot. He keeps coming up.
In context, I didn't do it on purpose.
Tony Shalhoub.
What is Fuji doing? What is this?
Cry, baby.
Yeah, cry, baby, cry. Make your mouth a sigh. You're old enough to know better. A white album.
You think Mr. Fuji knows how to use the sigh weapon because it's, you know, turtles and whatnot?
Well, he is a master of the martial arts. Is that martial? Well, is the Psy martial?
It's part of ninjutsu of some kind.
So that's martial,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Just saying.
Is Marshall Mathers a martial art?
No. That's a different martial.
Different.
It's a different kind of martial.
Excuse me.
Sorry. Spelled differently.
What about U.S. Marshals? Are they in the martial arts?
No.
This is a lot of punching. Can I just say?
Like, I mean, just Bo will not go down.
He's
a
shit.
He's got to use the pile driver on
he
him.
He had to.
That was necessary.
Two, three.
That's what it took.
Tough customer was Bo Bradley.
He did not want to go down.
Wow, very proud of him. Reverse pile driver. It's true.
Mr. Fuji likes it.
Morocco doesn't like it because he had to try.
Look at that, he punched him afterwards.
Too much effort.
Whatever.
I'm just very proud of Bob Bradley turned face.
What do you mean?
No, he did. The face now.
That would entail winning matches to become heel or face.
Malicious.
What? That's not even a thing.
It's
what is that fat picture?
It's not like 81.
It's not even what he looks like anymore.
I know. Look how sharp he looks.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
Now he's fighting a sharp disciple.
Possibly Bob Sharp. We're not sure. Bob Cobb.
Would he be the sharpest tool in the sharp shed?
More than Iron Mike. That's for sure.
Yeah.
I want this episode to get better or be over with.
I mean better. It's been great. Roddy Piper.
This has not been a great episode.
Don Morocco.
Endless tag matches. Pedro Morales, Tony Gurria.
I already forgot that happened.
The British Bulldogs that you were openly complaining
about.
Yeah,
they Rougeau Brothers.
Hi, we are here. We can do the wrestling.
Pick Patrick's been here all day.
A lot of him. All right. It's over.
Savage is to join us next week as well. Oh. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen, for a special interview after we'll give you the whole rundown for next week's card.
Okay.
A whole rundown.
Whole rundown.
All right, fans, stay tuned. We're going to get you back up into the ring for more exciting World Wrestling Federation action. Just a moment or two. Jimmy Hart.
Oh, okay.
Being the usual cool, low-profile individual that you are.
One of the best managers out there.
Possibly the best.
Federation Tour. And I think right now, the way things look, you're going to be excluded from it. You are persona non grata in Australia, according to World Wrestling Federation President Jack Tunney.
What are you doing here?
Well, that's real cute. A lot of people want me over there. Let me tell you something, man. I want to show you this right now. If I have to even get in the ring with Roma and SD Jones, I will do it.
Roma and SD Jones.
Look at this. He's going
to
show off the muscles.
I can't even get my top off. I feel so weak after working out like I've been
doing. What are you
going to do? I was going to take my shirt off, but I don't think I will right now. You know why? Because let me tell you something, baby.
Look at the ball, Jay.
What have you got to say?
Take your shirt off, you'll spook the horses. Don't do it.
What? You can't talk to me like that. You see, if the Moondogs were here, you wouldn't say that about me. But let me tell you something.
Yeah, it's still happening.
Oh, Roma, you know, a few fat little pimply-faced girls at ringside scream over them, and they act like, oh, they're the greatest thing in professional wrestling.
Roma.
Magic. They've got the correct...
Magic?
Say that about me. But let me tell you something, SD Jones, you and Mr. Paul Roma. You know, a few
magic.
Fat pimply-faced girls at ringside scream
over
them,
big in Australia.
And they act like, oh, they're the greatest thing in professional wrestling.
They got magic. They've got the charisma.
Magic? They have to have music to go to the ring.
And then SD goes
magic.
Out, wanting to dance and twist and do all this stuff. Well, let me tell you. What do you mean, easy?
Easy. Don't be doing that around me. I'm an adult.
Oh, real cute. What, are you getting excited about it? Well, I'll tell you who's going to be excited. It's going to be you, SD Jones and Paul Roma, because I promise you, when Jimmy Hart, the Mouth of the South, and the Moondogs come to Australia, we're going to fix you once
and for all. What a promo.
Good.
And that's a promise. And I'm still working on getting on reinstated, too, Gene. You're not going to get me upset like
Jimmy
you did
Hart,
last
Jimmy
time
Hart.
I talked to you.
I'll tell you what, you're nothing more than a squirrel.
What? You can't talk to me like that, Gene.
That's mean.
So mean to Jimmy Hart.
Are you threatening me?
Yes, I'm threatening you.
Are you threatening me with violence?
I don't know. I don't know if I'm trying to threaten you or not.
He's not even mean. I don't understand.
I know.
Yes, you're going to get suspended again.
For what?
Get
out of here. When did he get suspended the first time?
They're so mean to Jimmy. Remember when Gorilla hosted primetime with him and he's like, fuck you.
Yeah,
like
you piece of shit. Like,
what a piece of shit you are. Like fat Gorilla. You know, like, you are a piece of shit. I fucking hate you.
He's like literally the nicest heel.
Like, I'm happy to be doing this, man.
Yeah.
He likes everyone.
Him and Iron Sheik for like nicest heels.
He should manage Sheik, really.
They would get along.
I know.
They're going to be going against Jones and Roma. It's going to be the Junkyard Dogs.
Jones and Roma. Stop acting like that's a team.
They're acting like that's a big thing. Jones and Roma.
Yeah.
Put it on the marquee.
Yeah.
Mr. Wonderful.
Why is the reception all bad now?
I don't know.
Mr. Wonderful. Not so Mr. Wonderful. I wonder what he's going to be like this time.
It's not so Mr. Wonderful.
It certainly is. Announced earlier by Mr. Heenan. It has been verified. Indeed, he will have the opportunity, Mr. Heenan. Will. Personally inspecting the machines during the flower shop.
Well, I got to see what he means by that. I don't see how he's going to do it.
When did Bruno decide to have opinions lately?
What does that mean?
I want to see what you mean by that. Is he going to inspect the armpit?
At least there's no Ken Resnick on this episode.
Unusual, but I'll tell you, they've been exciting. They certainly
no, we need Kenny. Well, the British Bulldog. I like it. He's almost gone already. He's only been here a few months.
Stunk.
We only have like 6 more months of him.
Only? That sounds like a long time.
It's not that long. If you really think about it. Dick Schlader? Why is he a face?
Why is he here?
Vinny, why is he a face in this territory?
Territory.
As it relates to Harley Race.
Oh, special announcement next week.
The tag team combination of Rotundo and Spivey.
Oh. More like Rotund.
Stop. Can this be good, please, Richard? Not TNT, right? Or Johnny V, at least, maybe? Hey, Ron Shaw! Hell yeah!
Ugh.
He's in a 270-pound.
Come on, Ronnie!
From Philadelphia, this idiot. Pennsylvania.
This guy stinks, Joe.
Get the fuck out of here. He's so
you
good.
You admitted he was bad.
No, I didn't. I said he had a.
Oh, look, you cannot root for him.
I'm rooting for Ron.
Come on,
Ron.
Get ready. Wait.
Jose Luis Rivera.
Oh, he didn't let him do
he
it.
He gets a letter today.
Well, you saw Ron Shaw.
Do the
a little aggressive there. Give me a push to Rivera.
I can't believe he interrupted
expecting.
The Olay. That's.
He definitely wasn't. It was a kind
this
of
is
a
war now,
push,
Joe.
At least looks like.
Wow, this is a blood feud.
Yeah, he interrupted the Olay.
Come on, Shaw.
Come on, Mac.
You need the win, Ron.
Is he going to wrestle with his shirt on? Like he's swimming with his shirt on?
He he's yes. bulked up since the last time I saw him.
Oh, he's a fat man, Dick.
Masha sucks, Joe.
No, he doesn't. Stop pudgy saying loser. That. Something that both these what? Men have I like that they sent Al Hayes to this one.
I mean, this
not
is,
even Gorilla.
I think Max got this in the bag. This guy stinks.
Ron Shaw holds victories over people.
Mac Rivera holds victories over people.
Well, this is going to be a hot contest, man. We haven't had one of these in a while.
Two winning jobbers.
Well, ooh, Shaw with a slap.
I wouldn't do that.
Back to the corner.
Mac is in way better shape than this guy.
He is. But Shaw is not only crafty, but also cagey. He is.
He's also a Pillsbury Doughboy.
Will you stop? Leave him alone. He's allowed to wrestle in that condition. Oh, we clipped. I didn't do that.
Not good enough.
Into a chin lock on the mat now by Mr. Shaw.
Could you imagine Ron Shaw full match? That would be disturbing.
Oh, and a Mac Rivera full match would be great.
Mac can go.
So can Ron.
Ron Shaw has proven to be the weak link here.
You know what? So have you. Okay, how about that?
Anytime we've gotten the long Ron Shaw match, it's terrible.
That doesn't happen often.
But it has happened.
He wins them, is my point. Elbows out by Mac. He is beating Mac.
There's no way.
Off the ropes is Mac. Duck under there by Mac. Big crossbody. Cover one. Two kick out by Ron. Come on, Mr. Shaw.
There's no way Mac is losing this.
Boot to the gut there. You don't know that. Another boot.
Mac has this in the bag, Joe.
Yeah, he might. Body slam coming up by Shaw, man. Okay. Nicely done. Pull up those big tights, baby. Mustard yellow here
right
by Shaw.
The,
cover
right
one.
Fat.
Two. Doesn't okay. matter. Powerful.
Mac is a young man, Joe. Ron Shaw is like 40. Just saying.
Ron Shaw is not 40. You need to knock it the hell off.
38.
You are not nice to him. I don't know what he ever did to you where you're like, oh, I have to be
mean. I don't know what he ever did to deserve your praise.
He beat David Sammartino.
Yeah, in a match that David like blew on purpose. He was mad or something.
I don't care. Still won it. Chin lock here by Shaw. Nicely done. Beautiful chin lock by Ron Shaw. Mac to a knee.
Oh, Mac.
He's to two knees, which is your feet, I guess.
What do you think the people are ordering back there? From
popcorn. Probably popcorn.
Popcorn?
Vodka.
Go for some popcorn.
How about some vodka? All right. Shoulder block there by Mac. Drop down by Shaw in effect. Ooh, no. Knee lift right to the guts there by Shaw, and Mac goes down. I don't know. Not too good, is he doing, huh?
He'll be okay.
I don't know if he will.
Way more resilient than Ron Shaw.
You don't know that. Is that John Bonello? I believe it is.
Soft breeze could knock over Ron Shaw.
There's about to be a strong wind gust here if you don't stop, okay?
Mm-hmm. What do you mean?
You know what I mean.
I don't know what you mean.
I don't appreciate this disrespect you're giving Ron Shaw.
He stinks.
Irish whip by Shaw. Beautiful drop kick.
Beautiful
man,
in quotes.
Man, that was like
if you're listening
three
on the audio.
Quarter speed.
Beautiful in quotes.
Awesome. Fabulous Moolah couldn't have done it better herself.
Yeah.
And look at Mac. Mac, is Mac getting up? He's not doing that good. It looks like the stinky guy is dominating the match there, Michael.
Cheating right there. I don't understand.
Oh,
what
cheat.
That. You break it up out there. You know
since
that's
when
not
do you care about
you know,
the rules?
You know that's not legal.
I don't care. Win at all costs, man.
Be careful, Mac.
Across the ropes, big clubbing for him by the very strong Ron Shaw.
I think Mac is just helping his friend Ron Shaw out here, selling for him.
Oh, now you're accusing it of a fix.
There might be a fix.
What is he, Shoeless Joe Jackson out here now?
I can see Ron Shaw being on the White Sox.
What is that? Hi, something happened and it's not our fault.
We're still video recording too?
Now we are.
Oh, okay. Lovely.
Oh, sunset flip and Mac wins! That is a bunch of shit. Mm.
I feel like the action got cut off there, if you will.
That's bullshit. That doesn't count. We got interrupted.
Well, Mac pulled it off, Joe.
I accidentally elbowed my computer and started shutting it down.
Whoops.
I'm not joking either. That's really what I did.
Oh, really?
Yes.
What's the shutdown button?
There's a button, Greg.
Oh, that button.
Yeah, that button. I accidentally hit it. Well, Jose Luis...
I'm put tape over that. What's this?
Oh, Piper, you back.
Chic. You're talking.
Why is this kinescoped?
Yeah, I don't know.
That couldn't get a woman with a $100 bill put on his forehead.
Hey!
You're talking about a
listen,
man.
I was on your side until so you started messing with Iron Sheik.
So proud from being Iran, I saw him walking down the beach with his girlfriend.
The only difference between him and his girlfriend was 10 pounds and a bikini, and the sheik had the bikini on, and she had the 10 pounds. And no $100 bill on the forehead. You're
That's
talking about
nice.
A guy.
What
the
Correct.
Like a bulldog who has the audacity to get on TV.
It's on your side until you picked on my cheeky.
So I'm telling you.
Nasty face. And tell the cameraman to zoom it. Are you kidding me? Go away, go away, go away.
I'm against this now, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Then I think to myself.
Not nice.
I know.
I think what?
Stop making fun of Sheik's girlfriend.
Not nice.
You'd have to fight there. You'd have to fight the Iron Sheik. Maybe they're trying to get rid of both of us. I don't think they like me in
so
Buffalo.
So respectful. What is this?
See? I don't think they don't give a damn about me in Buffalo. I think they don't give a damn about him in Buffalo. And I think to myself, well, why did they make this?
Why did they make this?
Two crazy people that don't care. Two crazy people that when they get in there...
He's definitely still crazy, though.
Yes.
This is a matter of who's the best. Obviously, the Sheik and I have beat everybody. The first time we have come together. The only difference between us is ugly. That's the only difference. You know what you're talking about. You're talking about a couple of stuff.
What is he talking about?
The only difference between us is ugly.
If he just retired now and never came back, everything would still be the exact same in the world.
He's still entertaining.
It doesn't matter.
Gonna use
he's still
my
dick. Funny.
He's starting to irritate me. He's
Why?
Not supposed to be now.
Just because Adrian, you like him?
Yeah, he's
I
a jerk.
I beat him to death with my canary. I don't know what I'm gonna do, but I know one thing for sure. I ain't dating none of his broads.
Monday night, September 8th. Don't miss it.
Kenny thought it was hilarious.
Of course, our feature, big tag team match. We're featuring the former world tag team champions, Nikolai Volkoff, the Iron Sheik, against... what I consider to be one of the top teams, the Hart Foundation.
I don't care anything about that. I have a statement to make, and I want you to understand.
What's this? I don't care about any of
this. This is an H. Doesn't stand for Heenan, Hollywood, it stands for host. Now, last week when I was on here, I had a sports coat hand-tailored by Vincent of Beverly Hills for me to wear as host on Prime.
Get out of here.
I had on the back of it the lettering H-O-S-T, and for you humanoids out there, that spells host. I didn't hurt anybody. I didn't do nothing malicious. I tried to get my point across. Somehow during the program...
Wait a minute.
That I
did it's good.
Nobody did else
I
touch
you? Did I lay
no, you
up?
Didn't, but wow. Gorilla's got long arms. And you were out here with me. There was no one else out here. So all day long, I don't know what happened. I kept turning around. There's a big zero on my back. Well, I'm not a zero.
Better
I'm
check
Bobby
with,
the Brain Heenan.
Better check with Mr. Magic. Something happened.
Mr. Magic. I don't know.
I don't want to be embarrassed by anybody. I come out here with the kindness of my heart to try to add something to professional wrestling.
Is that Velcroed arms?
That's what we want you to do.
Probably. Something like that.
Host. You see that? Host.
At least you
not
showed up on time this
host.
Week.
It could mean Heenan.
First match coming
it could.
Out this week from the Boston Garden.
It could be like a monogram.
Yeah.
Taking on
that's what
Notorious.
It would be.
Mr. X, let's go to the ringside right now.
We don't have to see that.
Did you just say the Victorious Mr. X?
Notorious.
Still doing those extremely high. You weren't watching the match?
No.
You were watching me?
Yes, I am.
Give me a break, Bobby. What? I never laid a hand on you.
This gorilla's like lucky coat, the green.
Yeah, they just
Master's
didn't
coat.
Bobby's
around
wearing the same one, too.
Are they sewn on? Or
they did taped it in the same
they
session.
They were put on quite
they definitely did.
Yeah.
Firmly.
Obviously, they were not if they came off. Amazing how the O just stood on there, though.
Yes, it is, isn't it?
I love it. You have enough things to worry about. Why are you worrying about an H or an O or an S or T or whatever? You've got the machines to think about. You got Captain Lou to think about. You got Jack Tunney, the president of
Captain
World Wrestling
Lou.
Federation, on your
Cares
case.
About Captain Lou.
I have a phone that will be here in a few short minutes, and I'm waiting
Wait,
for a call.
Is this the debut of the phone?
Is that the debut?
A tribute
I guess
to
so.
The wrestling ability.
Cody doesn't even look. He's just reading.
Of the men here in the World Wrestling Federation, although the timekeeper or the ring announcer never stated, was 30 minutes had elapsed in that match.
You know, speaking of Paul Orndorff,
who's speaking to Paul Orndorff?
I am.
Oh, okay.
I don't have
go
to
ahead.
He was reading the magazine.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Be my guest.
Host, pal. Speaking of Paul Orndorff, as I'm reading an article about him right here, are you a betting man?
I've resembled that remark, yes.
Yeah, you've rolled the
definitely.
Bones a few times on the tables, probably.
Yes.
Would you like to make a
just
bet
admitting it.
1986
I gamble.
Is over, we have a new world's champion?
Whoa.
And that it will be this Benedict Arnold?
No, that it will be Mr. Wonderful, Paul Orndorff.
Yeah, it's not Benedict Wonderful.
Yeah, I'd like to bet on that.
Name the stakes.
I'd like to bet on that, but I wouldn't bet with you, though.
Right.
You never pay when you lose. You owe so much money right now in the World Wrestling Federation,
oh,
you can't keep track of it. Right
he
now,
still owes that $10,000 to
Yeah, the bounty.
Yeah.
Or the body slam.
King Tonga.
Yeah.
Maybe that's Jack Tunney. Jack Tunney. Maybe.
Bobby Heenan.
We'll find out.
Mr. Wonderful, how you doing? Oh, yeah. Same old trouble. Sure, be glad to. Be glad to. Yeah, you do it. It's for you.
Benedict? Yes.
Now you're going to see him put in his place.
Yes.
I'm not going to sit out here anymore and be talked to like this by
you
anybody.
You can. You are very rudely mistaken. Oop. You are in for a very, very rude awakening.
You're really going to fight him now?
You're going to do what? No way, shape, or form will you ever do that, my friend. Highly unlikely. Personally, I don't give a damn about you or the brain.
Damn!
Jeez.
We certainly don't need any phone calls like that from anyone, including the Benedict Arnold, the wrestling
He said
world.
Damn.
Stay with us, wrestling fans.
Frankly,
we'll be
right
back.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Seriously,
I don't care what it is. Yeah. I don't care who it is. This is primetime wrestling. I'm not going to take any more calls, and I'm not going to allow you to take any more calls here.
Why?
I'm going to take all the calls I want.
Highly unlikely.
Highly unlikely nothing.
Highly unlikely.
I've got an investment in this man. I'm trying to get through to Jack Tunney.
I would have taken a call from Jack Tunney. I'm not going to take a call from Benedict Arnold.
Well, then you smash my hand with the phone.
That's a little much.
Match. Paul Roma and S.T. Jones in action. Let's go down the ringside. Do you need medical assistance?
I demand an apology.
An apology?
Yes.
An apology for what?
I never laid a hand on you.
He did hurt him.
He did.
I never laid a hand on you.
I never touched you either.
You struck me with the phone.
Well, it was purely intentional.
That's nice.
We'll be back with our future match right after this special interview. The action with Slick in attendance.
Ice pack!
Unfortunately, the mouth of the South definitely not. Oh, you're back.
Yes, I'm back.
What, did you turn into a bag man now?
No, I didn't turn into a bag. I had to go get some ice.
Plenty of action in this particular
tag team
match. This is pretty good.
Let's take a
look at
this.
Let's take the cast.
The other tape.
You're proud of yourself.
Don't wait for the ice.
In just a moment, regardless of the physical injuries.
Good.
We'll be back.
Taking you to court.
I can't believe that the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart, knowing the importance, the magnitude of that match, knowing that possibly whoever was victorious there would be deemed number one challenger and get a shot at the champions, that he would not be in attendance.
Really playing this up.
Yep.
You know, talking about Paul Orndorff again.
I'm
going to talk about him.
Go ahead.
I may next week have him stand right here.
Highly
not that I need a bodyguard, but you just can't push people around and do these things. You just can't do that to me.
Very dramatic.
Can I expect some kind of litigation?
Yes, you
from
can.
This,
yes, you can. Can somebody get a shot of this?
It's an occupational hazard.
Which camera? Look at that. Now, is that nice?
Isn't that nice?
I might lose two nails. I don't know if it's broke or not.
Broke.
Just because you have a little bit of a temper, because you were put in your place by Mr. Wonderful.
No, Mr.
Just like
Wonderful.
Hulk Hogan
Mr.
was put
Wonderful
in his place.
Was making an attempt to do that. To do this whole thing. Wow, this is unbelievable. Look at you got water coming from everywhere.
It's all
there's
leaking.
Water, don't you? Bobby the Brain Heenan doesn't have enough brains to put ice in a bag that doesn't have any holes.
I know
in
this would be a primetime bag. Let me tell you something. Last week I was out here. You tried to tear all the lettering off my coat.
This is right
so
now.
Good.
This week, Paul Orndorff puts you in your place, and what do? You retaliate because he isn't here, so you smash my hand with a telephone.
It's all wet.
I'm going to get on the phone with my attorneys, and whatever you have, your Rolex, your diamonds, your home, everything you got, is going to belong to me, pal.
Jeez, I'm really scared to death. You're really worried. I won't be able to sleep for the next week or so. Suppose Jack Tunney calls you while you're making this call to your lawyer.
Oh, wait a minute.
Then? Suppose Jack tries to call you right now, the president.
If Jack Tunney called, floor man, I'm going to hang up here.
Oh,
you tell me if the phone rings. I am going to go use a payphone.
Oh, good. Take a hike. Get out. Give me a break. Look, I got water everywhere. Almost took a bump. Unbelievable.
Took a bump.
Somebody let me know that phone
ring. Bobby the Brain Heenan. He went down. Not too smart.
Go just trying to make him laugh.
Yeah.
There's
right Jack Tunney.
So long, everybody.
Yep.
Next time.
You're never going to get to talk to him, Mom.
Nope. Good.
Because when I walk in Exhibition Stadium, thousands upon thousands of Hulkamaniacs are going crazy. My blood turns to ice cold water running through my veins. And I can't help but say you turned me on, Toronto. I can't wait. Especially to get in the ring with Orndorff.
Orndorff.
Well, you know, we got a lot of problems here in America, Canada. A lot of traitors, man. We got a lot of people right now in our nation's capital selling us out, man, for diamonds, money, gold, jealousy, or greed. They're selling human lives out for money. And Orndorff, You walked that same line with those traitors, brother. You sold out friendship, the eternal
Who's
bond that I tried
about?
To establish.
Iran-Contra or something?
Oh, I don't
Between
know.
Our hands every time.
Just being Hulk Hogan.
I realized that it was a sheet of sweat that separated jealousy and friendship. Orndorff, you sold out at the wrong time.
I sold out.
You were on the verge of greatness. Now you're on the verge of destruction. And when I get you in Canada, I got one point to prove. That I'm an American, brother, and even though I love Canada, keep your nose out of it, Toronto. This is between me and Mr. Wonderful.
Keep your nose
no
out of it, Toronto.
Wrestling,
yeah,
no
Toronto. They're going to interfere.
They might. Tear. Orndorff. I got a lot to tear up.
It's a good promo. They didn't, I mean, I'm sure they did a lot more than we got to see, but that's the next thing we're doing is Canon Plus. That's coming out on
that's
Wednesday.
That's true. Yeah.
And obviously, that's a house show for Toronto.
House
it's
show,
a very
yeah.
large house.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't on TV. By the way, spoilers, there's no big event shirts for
Good.
Canon Plus. It's because I moved and I didn't think of it in time. And
yeah.
by the time I was going to order them, I was like, they might arrive too late and then we'll be stuck with big event shirts, which really means I'll be stuck with two big event shirts because no way in hell is Quinn wearing one of those anywhere. You'll be like, nah, you keep it. I know you would if it came too
give
late.
Give it to the kid or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you
As
go.
A rag.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you guys for being with us here. So we got
like, what's the big event?
What's the big event? Here's what the big event is. I want to remind you, by the way, that you can please get a free trial.
Oh, yeah.
Of
and not my face.
Of our Patreon. Here's the deal. Over there, patreon.com/OVP podcast, free for a week, 82 to 85. Canon Plus specials coming out on Wednesday. Big event.
Big event,
Quinn's
baby.
He's been waiting for it. He can't wait for it.
So big.
And coming out in 2 weekends from now will be In Your House, Revenge of the Taker.
Revengeance.
That comes with Revengeance, yeah. Yes. That free trial comes with every single thing on our Patreon.
It's really an unbelievable deal.
It's free. You don't even have to pay for it. Cancel it within a week. We'd really appreciate it, okay? So patreon.com/OVP podcast. The only other thing is we got Seinfeld Talk coming up on Monday.
Right.
And, of course, please remember, above all else, to keep your feet warm, your seltzer cold, turn on Sinatra and start to cry, and drive defensively.
Right, all those things.
All those
Make
things.
Sure you do it.
Make sure. For Joe Morata and Michael Quinn, That's we will see same. You next week for the final championship wrestling
final.
Here on The Canon.
See ya.